book one.
A book one, okay. And what about someone that is always seeking the favor of other people, trying to be liked and maybe over
him? You mean the name?
Yeah.
That. An eager beaver.
Okay, eager beaver. Of a student who tried to make up to his teacher. And,
teacher's pet.
When I used to turn grade school, what grade did that indicate to you?
Elementary was probably the first sixth grade.
And when I say junior high school?
6 to 9.
And when I say high school?
9 to 12.
Okay. What kind of a fence would you normally find around the playground, say at a school?
Hurricane.
Okay. And what do you call that big building at a school or at a Y where you can play basketball?
Gym.
Mm-hmm.
Gymnasium.
What do you call the place where the toilets are in the school?
Restroom.
What different kinds of kids went to your school?
We were an ethnic group.
Okay,
there
that's
were,
what we're interested in, the various ethnic groups.
Uh-huh. There were Latins.
Now when you say Latins, you
Mexican.
Mean,
Mexican and American. Because when I went to school, there was a separate colored school.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, now it's different.
Mm-hmm. Were there any other
chink?
Alright.
Sometimes we call the Negroes the Mexicans, sometimes when they want to berate the white person, they'll say, call them gringo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the same if we want to sort of degrade the Mexican, we call them pepper belly.
All right. And are there any other terms that are used in the
speak for Mexican?
Okay. What about the ones who enter the United States?
Wetbacks.
Do you know of any term that would be used in regard to Roman Catholics? That might be what they're after. Okay. What about Jews?
Yes, sometimes you hear the expression they're goose grease eaters.
That they're what?
Goose grease eaters.
Oh,
you know, they're very fond of geese, goose,
okay,
on the table.
Okay.
And this, I don't know whether it's part of their Jewish faith or what, but they do eat a lot of fowl, goose grease.
What about the German in the area? I know there are some scattered around.
Proudheads.
Uh-huh. And is there any name that you know of for people of Scotch-Irish descent?
Bogtrotten.
Bogtrotten?
But that's a lower class of Irish.
Uh-huh.
I don't know any one particular name for Scotch people.
Uh-huh.
But I've heard my mother say, rather reflectingly, the Mac so-and-sos who came here in the early day were bog trotters.
And that means?
The lower class of Irish.
Uh-huh. Do you know the origins of the word? Is that bog as in?
Has reference to the country.
Okay.